Norwalk could become the first city in Connecticut to give buses priority at traffic lights. It's a proposed system that would automatically extend green lights or shorten red lights for approaching buses, helping keep them on schedule. City officials saying that the technology could improve transit reliability without causing significant delays for other drivers. As you can imagine, this absolutely fascinated me. And so immediately I reached out to the city and got in touch with the city traffic engineer, Fred, as well as the senior traffic engineer, Charlie. And I'm so excited to have you both here today to talk more about this. Fred and Charlie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. I don't know who wants to start first, but let's first talk about how this technology even landed on the map in Norwalk specifically. Because, again, if this does go through, Norwalk being the first in Connecticut to have it.
So I'll start. So this is Fred. First of all, I want to say thank you for having me. It is a pleasure to be here and to talk about the project I'm truly passionate about. Well, this project didn't start last year. So this transit signal prior to the city of Norwalk, it actually started more than 20 years ago when I started working with the city of Norwalk. From the beginning, I believe the public transportation is essential, you know, to a successful city. And we all know that the people, you know, like to get, you know, to point B from point A without any delay. And if you want to convince them to leave their car at home and then use the public transit, you got to make sure that the service is reliable. So one of the biggest reasons that the buses, you know, fall behind the schedule is getting delay at the traffic signal. And we all know. Yes. So this is the part that transit signal priority comes in. And when the transit signal priority is working, we're allowing the bus that is behind the schedule receive a small priority at the intersection by extending the green light, as you mentioned, or shortening the red light. And then the impact on other traffic is minimal, but the benefit to the transit rider can be significant. There are so many questions comes up at the beginning, even, you know, at the public information. So what's happening for other cars if you have a congested intersection that you have traffic on all different directions, what's going to happen? So this transit, you know, this technology, you know, how does it work when you have traffic? And then I explained it to them that these are all, you know, there are so many intelligence behind this. That I'll leave it to my friend, so he's going to, you know, talk about it. But why Norwalk get to the transit signal priority? There are a couple of reasons for it. The first reason is TSP, you know, makes sense in Norwalk because Norwalk is unique. Norwalk is the only city in Connecticut that operates its own municipal transit system rather than being part of the Connecticut, you know, transit. That gives us the opportunity to work closely with the Norwalk Transit to develop a solution for our community and our riders. So when I joined the city 20 years ago, I believe we need to build the foundation first. So that's how things started. So to have it, you know, technology like, you know, TSP, transit signal priority, you have to have a foundation. You have to have an infrastructure. So we started working 20 years ago in Norwalk to build this, you know, foundation, to build this infrastructure. We landed over $20 million federal money to the city and upgraded 70 traffic signal, upgraded all the controller, master, video detection, communication system. And also, we built the state-of-the-art fiber optic communication backbone. So we have all of these to be able to be ready to bring the TSP to Norwalk. That's number one. Number two, yes. Number two is the second reason, which is a very important one, It's the consistency that the city of Norwalk had during the last 20 years. We were always leader in transportation innovation in Connecticut. We were the first municipality in Connecticut to implement the traffic adaptive signal control. We were among the first that we deployed the advanced video detection and modern traffic management center with the centralized traffic signal management software. And now we are going to be the first one who is deploying the TSV and EVP, which is the emergency vehicle preemption, implementing these two technology in the traffic system. So all of these together, that's why we are ready for the TSV. And then that's why Norwalk decided to move on with the transit signal privacy and
Interesting. Well, thank you for that, Fred. I think that's important to know, and didn't realize that Norwalk had been kind of a leader in the past with, you know, technological advances like that. That's pretty cool. Charlie, I'm wondering if you could also outline for us how exactly this technology works and sort of the, in my mind, complication of how do you determine that the signals change specifically for buses versus just everyday drivers?
Sure. The way it works is that we install onboard units with cellular modems on all the buses and then monitoring units in the traffic signal control cabinets. And that allows the buses to communicate with the traffic signals to tell them their location, their direction as they're approaching, and whether they're running behind schedule. So if the unit inside the bus tells the traffic signal that it's running behind schedule, then the traffic signal controller will make small adjustments. It might extend the green light by a few seconds so the bus can get through, or it might shorten the red light by a few seconds so the bus doesn't wait as long. And these are just small adjustments, so it's not going to guarantee that the buses never have to stop at a red light. The goal is just to provide a little extra help for buses that are behind schedule to catch up, to make those schedules more reliable for people without completely disrupting traffic for everyone else.
Wow.
And if the bus is not running behind schedule, then nothing happens.
Norwalk is set to become the first city in Connecticut to give buses priority at traffic lights. The proposed system would automatically extend green lights or shorten red lights for approaching buses, helping to keep them on schedule. Joining us to talk more about this is Fred and Charlie. They are both with the city of Norwalk. Fred, the city traffic engineer, Charlie, the senior traffic engineer for the city, and kind of explaining this technology to us. So first of all, I want to even back up a little bit, guys, and just talk about has this been a consistent issue? I think, Fred, you kind of touched on this, but I wanted to talk a little bit more. You know, has this been an ongoing issue? Has it led people to not want to use the bus system? Like, talk about why this technology is also specifically for Norwalk.
Well, as I mentioned, we cannot just say that this technology is just for the city of Norwalk. This technology can go anywhere else. Around the nation, so we have so many places that they start the TSV. But as I explained before, so to have the TSV, so there are some basically foundation and infrastructure needed that I explained it to you that we already have all of those. But as far as the issues, yes. So the public always, complaining. So if they are, using the public transportation, they want to make sure that they get from the point A to point B on time. So if they have, to deal with the delay every day, so they're going to be behind their schedules. They're not going to make their appointment. They're going to be, if the parents want to take their kids, to school, or the teacher wants to go to school to teach, or the people wants to go to work. If they're delayed, they're all going to have issues. So this is kind of coming up all the time, and we know about it because of all the research that has been done nationwide. That the public transportation is something that if we can just optimize it, we will help the people at the end of the day. So if you have a good public transportation, you have less car on the road, you have less congestion, lower emission, and a better quality of life for everyone. So we didn't say, with all of those reasons, so we decided to just go for the transit signal priority for the city of Norwalk, because we have the all the assets that we need to implement this high-end, you know, technology product at the city of Norwalk, transit and then traffic.
Yeah, makes sense. And Charlie, when does this technology roll out? Like, when does it go into effect?
We're still in the design phase. We're expecting to finish the design in February 2027, and then construction will start shortly after that. And we expect it to be fully implemented in the spring of 2028.
Wow. In any way, because I you know, we look at, for example, how busy Fairfield County, just the highways are, that stretch, that corridor is one of the busiest in the entire country. And so sometimes you will see that, you know, that is probably part of why the delays even happen, is because obviously some people will then try to go on to the municipal roads, obviously. Is that, you know, even with this new technology, I guess my question is, Does it really do enough to address what is probably a bigger issue, which is how congested our roadways have become? You know, so even if the signals change and everything, if you've got cars that are backed up light after light after light, will it make much of a difference? Like, I hate to ask that because it makes me sound like I'm against this, but I do think it's a fair question when you look at how congested our roadways have become.
No, I completely understand that. That's a question we've got when we've done public meetings for this project as well. People are concerned that if you're giving advantage to buses, and that's going to negatively affect traffic for everyone else. But as part of this project, we're not just doing the transit signal priority. We also collected traffic counts at 55 intersections throughout the city. We did traffic modeling, and we're going to be optimizing the traffic signal timing plans at all 55 intersections to try to reduce congestion and improve traffic for everyone, not just transit users. So this project is going to have a focus on trying to make transit more reliable for people, but we're not neglecting everyone else. We're also trying to improve just congestion in general throughout the city of Norwalk.
Well, it'll be exciting to see how this all again shapes up. And as you mentioned, Charlie, it, you know, should be in effect by 2028. Does it require the bus drivers to do anything different? Do they need different training, or it's, again, it's automatic, as you had kind of mentioned? They don't have to do anything different with the buses.
Yep. Not at all. The buses, I'm sure the drivers will be informed of the technology, but it doesn't require any action on their part. The units that we install on the buses are going to be automatically monitoring the bus schedules and their position. Mm-hmm. So the units on the buses will automatically know if the buses are running behind schedule. So the driver doesn't have to do anything special. In fact, if the system's working intended, no one will realize anything's happening at all. Drivers won't notice that they had to wait 3 seconds longer at a red light than usual, and people riding the bus won't realize that they just made it through the green light because the signal knew they were coming. It's just supposed to be a subtle change that'll just make it operate more efficiently for everyone.
Yeah, it'll be, again, and as you mentioned before, Fred, that this is, you know, not just something that obviously Norwalk is looking at. It is something that's being implemented all over. But to have it, you know, here in Connecticut as the first location, it'll be neat to see how many other municipalities, you know, look at this, recognize it, and then we'll see if they implement it as well. Fred and Charlie, I want to thank you for what you do professionally for the city of Norwalk, and thank you for coming on to talk about this major news in the city. We will keep people posted as things progress on in the future. Thank you so much.